Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
It's the Drifters bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you'll check that out and see what you can learn there. And if you get a chance, see how the different ways you can buy the book. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the creator of Business Plan Pro. He's written all the books, all the important books on the topic of business planning. Nobody knows more about it than he does, and we're so fortunate to have him as a member of our Brain Trust. And we're talking about the difference between a plan, your plan, which you would write down and print out and have as a document, something you should be proud of, and then the process after that. A planning where you continue to review what you said, you continue to revise as needed as the market and your thinking evolves, and then you know like when you wash your hair, right, Tim? You rinse and repeat.
Yeah, absolutely.
So talk to us some more about how to think about if you were all right. So here we are, Tim. We're in the second decade of the 21st century. I call it the age of the customer. How is planning different today than it was when you and I started talking about this over 16 years ago?
The thing that's changing, and there has been a lot of change, is the plan itself is more streamlined, less text, and it keeps the key milestones. Strategy is bullet points, mm-hmm. milestones, dates, deadlines, activities, responsibilities, sales forecast. And you said just when we went to that break, it's still built around cash flow, but there's a lot that, for example, your marketing plan. In today's world, you have notes for yourself about your marketing plan within your business plan, mm-hmm. and your key is dates and deadlines and milestones, what's supposed to happen, because that's what you're going to track and change. And then over time, those larger sort of notes, but you write them for yourself. You're not writing text for an outsider to read. You're just taking down notes that you're hoping you're going to open this new segment, or maybe mm-hmm. the social media is going to work or whatever. And those notes are to remind yourself, and you're running on the actual business forecast plan versus actual, and the dates and the milestones that were supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. And then once a month, you review the strategy and the marketing plan and the product plan that are notes, but the milestones are what you're driving. So we keep it simple, and you don't ever write out the business plan document and print it unless you have a business plan event, which is mm-hmm. you need to show it to somebody else.
After the first one, right? After you establish the first baseline, I still think you should, if you have never done a business plan, I still think you need to create something that you can hold in your hand as your first position. I just think that's a disciplined accomplishment.
I suppose that's a matter of, you know, you go to the principle of form follows function, and that's a matter of who you are and how it works for you. This first plan should also be streamlined and just big enough. But then how do you define just big enough? Do you have the document? I mean, a lot of people now are keeping it on the computer, and that's where they see it, and they
that's
can
right.
review it and revise
when I say it out. When I say the first one, I just mean finish the first formal one that includes all the elements of a business plan. Because when you do that, if you're not used to being a manager, if you're not used to strategy and you're not used to thinking of all the components of running a business, by actually producing the different components, even if it's in a digital file, then it helps you, in my opinion, to have some partitions.
Oh, I think that's so important. I so agree with you on that. And one of the key things, and you said that earlier, that you're getting is the interconnections. You don't mm-hmm. want a sales forecast that's not related to your marketing expenses. And you want to be able to move quickly when things change so that because you have a plan, if sales go up, you can quickly identify what caused that and mm-hmm. increase the available money for what's working.
And the
if
impact,
sales go down, decrease.
So and the impact on the others.
Are perfect.
And
yes. It's that what you're calling that first business plan, yes, absolutely. Go through once how those things are connected because they all affect each other. It's
like the relationship of your operating statement and your balance sheet. You know, I remember, Tim, when I was with Sears, I was part of the team of the store where I worked in as a kid when Sears went on computer. And I was sent to and was trained to be one of the computer operators. And I'll never forget that computer had 16 partitions. I never even contemplated the idea of a partition, but that's what they called it. And there were 16 of them. And by putting those different elements in its own partition, it helped us to segment and to organize in our head. None of it was printed out. It was all in the computer. But because we thought of it as in that way, we could manage it in our head as we solve the problems. And so to me, that's the way I think of a business plan. And then if you never print it out after that, at least you've got marketing, you've got your competition, you've got technology, you've got your team, you've got your financial, you've got your capitalization. All those different partitions are in your head as you manage them because, in my opinion, you put them all together one time. Tintail, right back with Tim Berry after these messages. I'm Jim Blessinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.